Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick, how about that Teddy, huh? Bridgewater came back here. Well, how about that?
That looked like the same Teddy I knew and loved when everybody was honoring him. How great he was. The deer he took us. We went charging into the playoffs with him as a quarterback with the worst offense ever. Hand off to Adrian Peterson and play defense. That was the whole theory. And he's given credit for completing one pass against Seattle that would have set up the winning field goal because the defense played unbelievable that day against, of course, the fact that it was 65 below zero had something to do with that. He can't throw long. He's the same guy he was. He's just me. I mean, he's a, you know, you got to give him credit for resiliency, but he's not taking anywhere. He's not taking, especially with these two morons as their coaches.
Oh, God
almighty. What was that?
I have no idea.
You get the ball. You're up three. You can get to the two-minute warning, and the other team will have no timeouts. You can run two more plays.
Yep.
And you can, and by the way, you were running pretty well against this awful Viking front.
Yeah, you're okay.
And then you punt, and BB drops the ball, and there's you run three plays, and there's 12 seconds to go, you know?
I have no idea what they were thinking.
It was ridiculous. The guy's a joke. He'll be back in college in 2 years, and so will Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator.
This is the thing I don't get, though. Why on earth in 2020 do we still have so many coaches who don't either get help or understand that the clock might be the most important thing you're coaching?
Yes.
You know, and like Zim's all in on defense. Yeah, forget defense. Coach the clock.
There's more screw-ups with the clock. Incredible numbers of screw-ups with the clock.
Yes.
You know, now when you got Pat Mahomes and not Teddy, and it's you want to get a first down to win the game, and you can have him run it a little bit and throw a little pass to the tight end and make the play, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I mean, you could have, but, you know, you let Teddy throw, he misses the receiver, you lose, and then you've been putting big rush on Cousins the whole game.
And you don't
and
rush.
You go beyond prevent. It was something else, a three-man front.
You rush three, yes.
And even as they're moving down the field, completing 15-yard passes, you don't change.
And they move downfield like this. Woo. Bang, bang,
bang.
Oh,
yeah, there was still a minute left.
Yes.
There was still a minute left.
Too fast.
I happened to be listening to satellite radio. I was in my car at the time, listening to the Carolina radio. And they were not, you know, they were not mentioning how bad Rule had screwed up the game, right? There was no mention of that.
Of course not.
But they were very optimistic when this kid came in to kick the field goal, which apparently looked like by hitting the ball out of a sand trap and went dead left.
He
right?
said he got his plant foot stuck in the turf.
Well,
and so he completed.
You know what the answer
completely.
To that is? Don't get your plant foot stuck in the dirt.
And he missed two field goals too. Then
yes. Well, but they set it up for 54 yards as if, wow, we gave him a chance.
Yep.
No, you should miss from 54 yards, right? The odds are against you. No, I mean the guy's got the big leg and everything, but he doesn't.
You
kick
shouldn't
him.
Miss that bad from
he
54
doesn't,
yards.
He doesn't kick him through the goalpost, but that was a gift win right there. After the embarrassment, after it had been a very embarrassing week for the Vikings when we all watched the Cowboys on Thursday and said, how the bleep did they lose to this collection of crap?
It's the damnedest thing.
They were awful. Washington beat them as bad as they wanted to.
Yes.
It was no contest.
I know.
But we got a real brawl at the top now.
The East?
Yeah, the East.
Giants are leading now.
The Giants, and their quarterback just got hurt.
My
guy, Daniel Jones, got hurt. And they're 4-7.
Yep.
And the Eagles, who can't beat anybody. The Eagles have been first for 3 weeks and haven't won a game.
What do you think happened to Carson Wentz?
I think he was good. He was playing well before he was hurt. But I've been ripping him for 2 years. I haven't liked him for 2 years.
Okay.
I too inaccurate. I think he's one of those throw them where they used to be guys instead of throw them where they're going, mm-hmm. you know? And he's a fumbler. Maybe he's like, he's a big.
Does he have the small hands?
He's a big. Maybe he's got those little tiny hands. I can't believe it, though. He's a, you know, what's he from? Somewhere in Nebraska, right? Isn't he?
Yeah,
where's
so.
He from? Nebraska? I think he's from Nebraska.
I can find it, but
farm
yeah, I think
guy
that's
from
right.
Nebraska or something. So,
but he shouldn't have the small hands.
No, he shouldn't have small hands. I don't know. He's just not very good. He's, you watch Mahomes and you watch Rodgers, and everybody says, well, you need to get one of those guys. You know how many there are? There's four. There's four, baby.
I would take.
Brady's still like the
you know who
seventh.
I would take?
Brady's like still. Brady's an old man who can hardly move and doesn't have any arm left, and he's still about the eighth best quarterback in the league.
I would take Deshaun Watson.
God, yes.
That's who I would like.
That was my trade.
I know, the most reckless speculation we've ever got
four
from you.
Four number ones, two number twos, but they got to take Kirk. And then I'll throw somebody else in if they want, but they got to take Kirk. He could. You could
I
win.
Love, I love
you
the
could
trade
win
idea.
With this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've loved him since watching him some and then what he did to Alabama.
I think he's stuck there, and they're a mess in Houston,
yeah.
But I like him a lot.
Now, I think your chances of getting him were probably greater when O'Brien was still there because he had to hate O'Brien, didn't he? I mean, he had to hate anybody who was in on trading DeAndre Hopkins,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would
DeAndre
imagine.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes.
And but you know who's not the second coming? Kyler Murray. He's okay. You know who else isn't the second coming? Lamar Jackson. He's okay. Great athlete. Had a great season last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take Watson second to Pat Mahomes. I'd take him second.
I could see that.
Yeah. Because he's an accurate passer.
I think Jackson's good still, but I think he's also been figured out.
Yeah, well, not...
Which these defenses are going
to
do.
Not as easy as it was to figure out Robert Griffin, but...
Or Kaepernick.
And yeah, Kaepernick, they did.
They figured him out pretty
quick. Yeah, they did. And, you know, it is ridiculous that he isn't playing somewhere, but who knows what demands he's made, you know.
Right.
Let me say something, though. The NFL, there is no better trained media than the national media when it comes to the Vikings. And it's got to be, I mean, not the Vikings, the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be corporate pressure. It's got to be corporate pressure when guys like Hasselbeck and these guys come in and defend the NFL for that fiasco of Denver yesterday. They defend them for calling this a football game. If you're going to do this, forfeit it. Don't bother to play it. But you want to teach them all a lesson that they have to wear their masks. So you make it a complete fiasco.
They did that, yeah.
Instead of having these guys take their test, see if they have COVID or not, they don't. Let one of them play mm-hmm. and fine them, mm-hmm. you know. But we're going to teach them all a lesson now, and everybody's going to give Roger credit for creating this farce. And by the way, the jackasses are still going to try to play the Steelers-Ravens game Tuesday night.
Yes.
Even though the Ravens didn't practice again today.
Yeah, I have no idea how they're actually going to play the game.
They haven't practiced. They should not play the game, but they're so paranoid about having to call one off that,
so they don't want to add. What's weird is I initially thought they would want to add a playoff team in each conference because that's what they were going to do if they called a game off, but they must not want to because they're working their asses off not to have to call a game off.
Well, I think it's just, hey, we got through the season without having any games called off. But you can't play tomorrow night.
Answer me this,
the guy, the Ravens, whoever owns the Ravens should call up and say, we ain't playing.
Why?
We aren't playing.
Answer me this about the Broncos, though. You've got, what, four quarterbacks now? Four, five? I mean, you got all these quarterbacks because you got practice squad guys, too, now. Why on earth don't you leave one at home and tell them to zoom in?
That's what everybody's saying.
Just zoom in. I mean, you don't take any snaps. If I'm the third quarterback, I don't get snaps.
I want to know, who's the Fink? Who ratted him out? Who's the Fink? That's what I want to know.
Good question.
Do they have video cameras and all the NFL ever? You know,
who's the snitch?
Who's the snitch? Yeah, who's within the house? It's going to get
just like a mafia thing.
Yeah,
you find the snitch.
No, I think you got to find the snitch. I don't say they should be killed, but beat up. I think they should beat him up. Whoever it is, they should beat him up.
You know? The Sopranos.
Yeah, right. Yeah, not, you know, we don't want it to be
like shoot him.
We don't even want him hospitalized.
Okay.
Just some bruises.
Just scare him off so the next snitch sees that.
Yes.
And doesn't snitch.
Yes. Don't snitch.
Everyone was wearing a mask.
You know what I always tell my grandkids when they aren't getting along? You two got to start getting along. Because you're about 3-4 more years, you're going to want a secrets that are not being passed along to you. The adult superiors, right? You have to be able to trust your sibling not to rat you out, don't you? And I'm not talking about major issues
well,
here.
Well, Mom and Dad just probably don't like this because they want one of them to rat the other one out.
They,
but Grandpa doesn't.
No.
Skin in the game.
No, I have none, and I just want to teach them. I think it's more important to get along than to share information with your parents.
I see what you're going. I see what you're saying.
Yes. What was your age wise? What was your sister?
5 years apart.
Okay, so no, they wasn't that. Didn't
that was not a problem for me.
No,
that was not a problem.
That's not.
We operated independently.
Yes,
we were independent children contractors.
But you know, I can't. Maybe I was, but I can't ever remember ratting people out. You know, but my brother again.
You're right, though, because
my brother was 5 years older than me, and my sister was 3 years younger. So I don't think, you know, we traveled in such different
circles.
But
if the parents can just count on the other sibling to rat the other one out, that's a problem for them.
I think they're getting better. I think they're getting better. They're 10 and 11 and a half now, and I think they might, you know, not be as.
You should just tell them.
But kids today grow up with this mindset of trying to put themselves in a better light with their parents than the other kid, you know, or the other. I mean, that's, sure. You know, they all want to be the it wasn't me, it was her, it wasn't her, it mm-hmm. was me.
Curry Faber.
I said, just, you know, you gotta have a bonding here that just, if something bad happened, nobody has to know about it. Unless, you know, if it's grievous, you know. Like, but, you know, I just, and whoever ratted out the Broncos quarterbacks should be cut today.
I wonder what they got for it. Like, there had to be some incentive, to your point.
Yeah. What? Or either that or they're monitoring, they got cameras now and they're monitoring them and all the facilities and stuff like that.
I just want to know why.
But these NFL national guys, a lot of them make me puke because they're always supporting the league.
The shield.
Bite me. Roger Goodell is one of the worst human beings in the planet. And the fact that he's got D. Morris Smith in his pocket and you guys have no power, you know.
So here's what I don't get, though, because I think you're right. Like, the PA has no power. They're a complete joke. Why don't they tell these guys that starting on December 1, they're going to stick them in hotels. They're mm-hmm. going to have them go from practice to games to practice. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see your family because we want to get this thing done. Like, this is the one thing I don't get. The Player Association is powerless.
Yes.
And you're right. Goodell's a monster. So he should just tell these guys.
They're too cheap, though. They want to put them in a hotel.
It's got to be something like that. I don't understand why you wouldn't just quarantine them for a month. Or if they're a playoff team 2 months. Who cares?
So anyway, the Vikings are, you know, they still, you look. Okay, the Saints, you're writing that down as a loss, except if Taysom Hill is still playing quarterback, he's terrible. Why? My guy Jameis can't be that bad. It's got to be stubbornness by Peyton, right? He passed for 73 yards yesterday.
Yeah, and the Broncos completed one pass.
Denver would have lost that game if he was their starting quarterback. He's brutal. And 73 yards, and he plays the whole game because the other guy passes for 13. Did you see him?
No, but they completed one pass.
One pass. And it was, he threw 13, and then they did some direct snaps, and one of the guys that running the direct snaps got hurt. They hurt him. But the NFL is going to take away a draft choice.
Oh, yeah.
They'll fine him $1 million. And yep. Fangio is going to get fined a big amount of money because he'd already been fined once for improperly wearing his mask on the sideline.
Well, Gruden's been fined.
$100,000.
Gruden's been fined hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Ah, God, I hate the NFL. Everything about it. I hate them. And, you know, and then coaches, they just are. You're right. The one thing about the NFL is you got to have a clock coach.
Yeah.
That's got to be all he does. You got 25 coaches.
Yes.
One of them, clock. He's go over and say, no, Matt, run the clock down to 2 minutes here. You can get her down to a minute before you punt to him.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I know.
Obviously, they didn't know Chad Beebe was going to triple dribble it. Now he's a hero for fighting back for this bobble, and that's fine. I mean, he did, and good for him. But that was what is you know, I've noticed this at every level this year that I've watched. What's with catching punts? Did nobody practice catching punts? It's been brutal in college. It's been brutal in the NFL, and I saw two high school games, and it was brutal there. Get under the ball. Don't come running up and reaching out with your hands.
I think guys panic because guys are bearing down on them so quickly.
Beebe was underneath and just bobbled it. But,
yes.
God, I've seen more screwed-up punts than returns than I've ever seen. It's, I don't know, maybe not enough practice. I don't know what it is. Anyway.
Marcus Sherrills. That's what you need back.
Yeah, bring back Marcus Sherrills.
That's the only reason why he made that roster for a good 5 years was because he couldn't catch a punt.
Well, Bud, you know, got sick of it one year because whoever he had returning him fumbled a couple of times. So he got Marty McDowell, who caught him.
Oh, I remember, but
it made no difference if there was a guy 20 within. If nobody was within 25 yards of him, he still caught it. He was there to catch it. Bud had the great defense. He didn't.
Bobby Wade.
Yeah.
Bobby Wade did the same exact thing. I don't think he returned one in 75 consecutive opportunities, but he could fair catch it and not fumble.
Yes, right. And at Soldier Field, that could be important because the wind's blowing and everything.
Absolutely.
How'd you like them yesterday? That was.
Oh, God. How is Nagy not fired by now?
The wise old owls. That was the wise old owl Craig's upset special of the week. He was giving himself self-deprecation before I got to Twitter to give him, saying he's getting a little worried about that the Bears are going to have to tighten her up now. Aaron Rodgers, 20-5 against the Bears.
Yep.
16-5 against the Lions.
And what was Favre? Favre was some ridiculously good against the Bears, too. Who have had about 30 quarterbacks since Favre started in 92.
Rodgers has got 20 wins against him. I mean, Cutler had more wins than that. But of their last 12 starting quarterbacks, that's probably more wins than 11 of them, huh?
Did you watch much of it?
By the time I turned it on, it was 27-3. Well,
that's what it was when I turned it on.
Yeah.
I got done, I turned it on, it was 27-3.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, he never got hit. Rodgers with
the Bears defense.
They never hit him.
I think
according to the guys doing a game, he never got hit.
I think the Bears defense watched Trubisky for about two series and said no thanks.
This is not going to work. Yeah.
There is nothing more fun in a sport than an offense and defense turning on each other in football.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
The finger pointing is just fantastic.
Did you, by the way, see Tyler Dunn's piece, Rip and Zim? I hadn't seen that. Just recent, right?
Yes. He came out late last week.
He's got a subscription service.
Mm-hmm. He's doing what Collar's doing.
Yeah, he's doing it. And actually,
it was an interesting.
He interviewed at our place when he was the number three guy at Milwaukee, and they didn't hire him, which they probably should have. But he says, you know, he talked to several. The only one he quoted was positive about Zim. The only ones because
he quoted Greenway and Terrence Newman.
Yeah. And Greenways was a kind of a, well, Newman's was a lukewarm endorsement, you know, about, you know.
Well, he said, yeah,
he's a jerk, but he makes you better.
He's my jerk.
Yeah, he makes you better. And, but it was, you know, he's, you know, claims that there's, he's no fun to play for is basically what the motto was.
Did that surprise you at all, though? See, not, nothing really surprised me because I wouldn't, it doesn't seem like he's fun to play for.
No, and now I think I have a little better understanding of why Griffin was upset that he only called him a good player because I suppose he was always looking for a little praise from this guy and never got it, right?
Yes.
So he figured maybe after he's gone, he'd get a little more praise, and he didn't get it.
He basically doesn't praise people.
No.
Aside from very, very few players that he's loved, he does not praise people.
It is astounding to me he got a nice extension. 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He and Spielman, I think, both got 3 years in July.
Spielman, Lions, GM, what do you think? Would they let him go?
I don't think they would.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, could Rick's brother, Chris, who was a star linebacker.
Oh, yes.
Could he be in line for that job? Or but they did the former TV thing with Millen.
Yeah.
And as you remember, that did not work out too well.
I want him to bring Millen back. So give him another shot.
So they can have the signs?
Give him another shot. Unreal.
How do the Lions do it? I will always ask you that question. I don't understand.
They have, ladies and gentlemen, we talked last week about the incredible achievement, or the other day, I guess, on the show, the incredible achievement of the Twins losing 18 postseason games.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing compared to this fact. In the bloated playoff system that the NFL has imposed for the last 50 years, the Detroit Lions have won one playoff game since 1957. One playoff win.
Remarkable.
They talk about, well, they've never been to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
They've been to one conference final and got beat badly by Washington. 63 years, one playoff win. The Vikings and the Packers didn't have them all these years.
Yep.
Would we feel that the Vikings have been a better than top 12 franchise if they didn't have the Lions? If they didn't have the Lions?
No,
I mean, if they didn't have the Lions, as I keep saying. Ticey, fired, 8-0 against the Lions. Chile, fired, 8-1 against the Lions.
Yes.
I mean, what would you do without the Lions? It's incredible.
You said one Bud's in Canton because of the Lions.
Yes, he is. 27 and someday. I don't know what it was. I mean, yeah, it's...
So 56 years, one playoff.
1957, Bobby Lane, they won the NFL title. Hard-drinking Bobby Lane, who they still... You'd go there 40 years later and they'd say, boy, we need Bobby. And Bobby, alcoholic beyond belief, basically bled to death in his car when his liver and stuff blew up on him, you know. And he was down in Texas, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they loved him because he was, you know, he'd go to the bars where the fans were and get hammered with them. And they won it in 57. And they were still talking about it in 97, you know, the old timers. So, unreal. One playoff win.
So between the Lions and Bears, you've got Bobby Lane and Sid Luckman, who people still talk about both of them as arguably the greatest quarterbacks those teams had.
Yeah, yeah, Chicago. What have they? McMahon, he was pretty good, but he rode for about 3 years.
He rode the defense.
He rode the defense, yeah.
And Cutler was Cutler.
Yeah.
Like, Cutler had a world of talent, but he never applied it.
No. And, you know, he should still be playing.
Oh, hell yeah.
With his, you know what, he's not 40 yet, is he?
Mm-mm.
No. Unreal.
He should have played for 15 years.
So now the other news, which I hadn't seen, the Gophers have already canceled the Northwestern game, right?
Yes.
So he managed to get out of playing Wisconsin and Northwestern. We're up to 44 cases, did you say?
47.
47
cases between players and staff.
Do the players and staff, do the staff outnumber the players yet?
That I don't know.
The Ricey theory is you have a bloated football staff department when there are 40 cases and half of them are staff. You got 110 players.
Uh-huh.
You should not have enough staff to have 20 positive COVIDs. That they have 50 people working on in their football department. They urinated away $38.5 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it went up again. I think PJ got another raise, and they probably added four more people, the assistant social media director.
Do they have a clock guy? That's the question. PJ needs a clock guy.
Yes, he does.
Do they have a clock person?
PJ needs a guy to wrestle him to the turf in the middle of the second quarter and shove a Valium down his throat. That's what they need. He needs that guy.
Valium coordinator.
He needs a 300-pound oaf to lay on him and shove
What's Tracy Clay's doing?
Shove a Valium. Tracy down 100 and a quarter.
No.
Didn't you see the picture I sent out?
No.
I tweeted it out.
Is he really?
Down 100 and a quarter. And
during the pandemic?
No gastric bypass, no anything.
He just What's he doing now?
He's the linebacker director at Virginia, linebacker coach at Virginia Tech.
No kidding.
Kill got him to come out to Virginia Tech, then Kill went to TCU.
Of course, because Jerry.
And Virginia Tech's had endless pandemic. They've played games when they had 20 some pandemic guys.
Ugh.
You know, and they're only like 4 and 5 or something. They got Clemson coming up.
How many
too.
Places has Kill been since he left here? Rutgers?
Went to Rutgers.
Kansas State?
Then he
State?
Became the... No, his first job was...
Kansas State.
I Kansas think. State.
With Bill Snyder, right?
As a consultant.
Okay.
And then he became an actual coach, offensive coordinator or something.
He was the OC at Rutgers. For Chris Ash.
Went to Rutgers. And then he went to Southern Illinois as the AD, right?
Yes,
where he'd
yes
been,
you're
which,
right.
Which was one of his stops.
Yep.
And he lasted a little over a year there. And you know he hated that administration, and then he went to Virginia Tech, and he was there. I don't think he made it a year, right? And then his buddy, called him up to TCU, and he's
five jobs.
I looked it up. It's not a personnel job. It's not a position coach.
Yeah,
down.
I think he started to have problems again when he was a coordinator at Rutgers. I think he started to have some health problems again.
I remember interviewing him when he and the wife were driving back from Illinois to Illinois. They got a place down there in the Lakes area of Illinois, a nice place. And I don't think he's ever gotten over walking away from that $8 million when he was sick.
And then having PJ replace him, which would have been his last choice on the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have never relayed the nouns and adjectives that Jerry used when I talked to him. When he said, they aren't going to hire that bleep, 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 are they? And I said, I think they already got a deal, So my communication with Clay's was, I was looking, just the other day, I wanted to, he sent me he sent me a text approving of the Turkey of the Year winner.
Oh, I bet he did.
not real flamboyant, just a... Great column. Just a great column, right? He just said a great column on the turkey. So that was it. So then I texted him back and said, Jerry Kill tells me you've gone from a nose tackle to a defensive end. And he texted me back and said, down 125 pounds. We got to win some football games, he said, wow. So then I had him, I said, send me a selfie. So, you know, like most of us fat guys, when we lose weight, a lot of it's off his face. He looks, you know, he's still big down here. But
right. Good
he
for
was,
him.
He was probably four bills, so he's maybe 275.
Yeah, that's good. Know? That's so, a good anyway, job.
Yeah.
Especially during a pandemic.
Yes.
In which I have lost no weight and only gained it.
Oh, no kidding.
I don't know how anybody took the pandemic as a time to lose weight, but a lot of people did.
So anyway, I called a friend of mine who's put on the pandemic poundage like the rest of us, and he and his buddies have decided they're going to go all in on this working out every day, and you got to have 1,000 steps every day or two. Then what am I going to do? You know,
wait for 2021. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
I'm putting everything on hold
or the vaccine,
possibly.
Yes. Yes. That's
it ain't like I'm going out and getting dressed up.
So college football, man,
they're hurting.
How many? They got to be running about 25% cancellations, yeah, aren't they? 25%.
With the number near 20 games on Saturday that got postponed. Mm-hmm. I think we were on 20 on Saturday.
My old buddy Herm. My favorite ever
one game,
guest.
Right?
They played once.
Yeah.
They lost
and
to
he
Southern.
Got it.
Yeah, he got it. They lost to
the
Southern
COVID.
Cal 20. Do we know if Fleck has it among the 47 or not?
We do not know. That's a good question. I have not seen if they just give out the raw data. I've not seen who has it. And who
hey, that vaunted Purdue team that we beat on a somewhat questionable call. I saw they lost at home to Rutgers.
Yeah. You know what? Schiano never should have left.
No.
He is a college coach.
No. And I read something where Michigan's going to give Harbaugh a new contract. I don't buy it.
What?
They just lost to Penn State. They're going to give him an extension. I'm one of their fan sources.
Why the hell would they do?
Why would he take it? I don't think.
He'll be lucky to be back next year at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The way they're going, I don't. Can you sell him as the new coach of the Bears? I mean, you can sell them instead of Nagy, but
yeah, I don't know.
The public might be saying there are better options than this guy.
If he gets fired, who replaces him at Michigan?
Matt Campbell from Iowa State.
Okay, I could see that.
Yep. The best coach that has been hired out of the Mid-American Conference by any team.
He is good.
In the last 15 years. Yeah.
No, I think
they're
he's legit.
They're in first place.
Yeah, I know.
In the Big 12.
I know.
They're going to play in the title game.
They just beat Texas.
Somebody.
And yeah, Texas is not great, but it's still Texas.
And I think it was in Austin.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, not that – and they had fans. They're having fans. And I mean, what was I watching the other day in Texas? And they had 20,000 people there or something. They don't care.
And Iowa State was a laughingstock for how long?
Oh, God, forever.
Yeah.
I've always – now, I don't blame them, I guess, because they play Iowa every year. You know, not this year, but every year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame them, but I always thought, why don't the Gophers open with them every year?
Yes.
I mean, remember
the
time
they
played?
That's why they don't.
They played up here once.
Yep.
They filled the damn Metrodome.
Yep. Ages ago.
When the Gophers were mediocre.
Yep.
Yeah, they filled the Metrodome. They got a very, you know, that state is Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawkeyes own the state, but the Cyclone fans are like, they're like this underdog, irritated because the Hawkeyes get all the pub, and they are loyal as hell. And there's a good number of them.
They know how to party before games too. There's some good tailgating in Ames.
Yeah,
they bring their trailers in on like Friday night. Their campers.
They got to be having the time of their lives here. They open this season Louisiana Lafayette, which is I think rated. Came down and kicked the hell out of him in Ames to start the season. And said, and I remember saying, they're going back to normal. And since then, they've been great. So
you might be right. He'd be a good coach.
Yeah.
I think he'd be successful.
Already, Michigan State already made a run at him and left before they hired this guy. And last year he said no. He turned down Michigan State.
They might be able to pay him so much at Michigan, he can't say no.
Or just the prestige of the job. You know, I mean, it's still a prestigious job, even though they just lost him.
But if Harbaugh comes back,
whoever thought you'd be saying at this point of the year, you'd be watching Penn State play Michigan and say, Which one of these teams is the worst? It's a screwed up year, man.
It's really screwed up.
Okay.
But I think Michigan is. So Michigan and Nebraska, I don't know that they can get it back.
I think Michigan can. I don't think Nebraska can.
Nebraska's a mess.
Oh, man. Frost is mad because they were clapping. Did you see that?
Oh, and Ferentz came back.
Ferentz came back.
And mocked him.
Yes, it was great. Yeah. I like the new feisty Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah, he's done
BS. It's like I'm 65. I just went through this whole racial reawakening that I had to go through. You know, I've seen real crap from the whole look like he might cost him his job. The number of black kids he's had who came out and said it's a terrible culture in the program. And he survived that and said changes and told his kid to shut up and just call plays and stop being an idiot. And now he's getting, now it's like, I'm not taking crap from PJ Fleck and Scott Frost.
Nope.
You know,
it's great. It's fantastic.
It is. And everybody, we still have this whole thing about, they still refer to him calling three straight timeouts when you see the national stories. Nobody says that P.J. Fleck called the first timeout, and his reaction was, oh, you want timeouts? Okay, I got three of them for you. You know, 19 seconds to go, you're down 35, and you're calling timeouts? You want to call a timeout? Okay, I got three for you, but that's... You know,
PJ won that touchdown, man.
He wanted it. He got it. But what I'm saying is that it sounds like he just did this
to taunt, just to be a jerk,
to taunt the guy. You know, the timeout had been called by the Gophers, so he said okay, and then clapping. But the funny thing is, when they stopped clapping and the snaps got better, Nebraska's offense got worse. They didn't do anything in the second half.
So what was the clapping thing? On the sideline, they were claiming that the Iowa kids were trying to...
Their quarterback goes, you know,
to get the snap.
And they said that the Frost, there was like five bad snaps. And apparently the guy's been terrible all year, the center, rolling the ball back there. In the first half, there was a bunch of bad snaps, and Frost said, that, well, they were clapping on the Iowa sidelines. And I mentioned it to the referees, and then it stopped in the second half. And Francis, what's he talking about? Nobody told me to stop, have the players stop clapping. He says, what, the next time they're going to want me to change my pants?
That's what he said. Am I wearing the right pants?
Yeah. The new feisty Kirk is pretty good. Might have the best team in the West.
My guess, too, is that Kirk is not going to put up with the crap from these kid coaches.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure that the negative recruiting, you know, Nebraska and the Gophers are two of the schools that he's fighting for the same players, right?
Right.
And you know it's been, you know, if you're a black kid in the Midwest and with Nebraska, you think Frost and Fleck aren't beating you up with their, go down there, a bunch of racists.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sure that, you know, 80% of the, in college, the feuds between coaches is based on not what happens on the field. It's based on recruiting.
But that's more fun. I love it.
Excuse me, boys. Perfect health, by the way. Hey, you got to get the new pulse oximeter. Costs you about $30.
Yep.
Do you know about this, Declan?
Declan,
you know about Declan's focused in on something else.
The pulse oximeter.
Oximeter. You just put your finger in, you get the little thing. There's batteries in there. There's a digital little screen. You put your index finger or whatever finger you want to in there. It reads your oxygen level.
Oh.
And if it's 95 or above, you're good.
And so far?
And mine's been about 96.
Okay.
But the theory is that if you're 96 one day and 93 the next day, and 91 the next day, get your ass to the hospital. That's
will they
that's
take
why you?
You
got them. I don't know if they're taking
right
now.
Is there still room for you?
Yeah, well, they got hallways. What the hell? They got hallways.
I did pull the Pat Roycey. I had the digital thermometer, and I zapped my head about a dozen times a day, even to this day, even after the COVID.
Oh, it's fun.
It's so much fun.
Every season, the Olsons would gather on their dock. With all the weeds and muck, no one would go into the water, except for neighbor Larry, who would stand in there to cool off amongst the thick weeds.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
But this season, the Olsons dropped a few Aquaside pellets into their lakefront. After just one application, the water was crystal clear. And turns out, neighbor Larry is a free spirit and a fan of skinny dipping.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
Oh, my.
Who knew'd?
Clear your lake or pond completely. Visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
Well, the Star Tribune now, when you go to the newsroom, and I go a couple days a week because you're in there by yourself and you can park on the street. Nobody's on the street. But you gotta put your face in a screen to get in.
The golfers have the same thing for football games.
And
to get zapped in.
Yeah, and it's, normal temperature. Normal temperature and a good oximeter reading. I'm good, right?
Yeah, just keep wearing your mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't be a Broncos quarterback.
Get fined.
Decide, hell, I don't need this thing.
Get fined. That's true. So apparently the minor leagues situation is going to be announced Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, and they've already just today announced they're going to have a wood bat league for the post-draft players now, that they're going to set up some type of new wood bat league that they can send the kids who are drafted to immediately, I guess. I don't know where they're going to do it, but I just saw today that they're going to have this league. So post-draft and post-college probably, that there's some type of short season wood bat league.
I'm wondering, the New York Penn League, which was the full season rookie league, which was, there's only one. There's been some thought that might be staying. So, but those players will be mingled. It won't be,
and that's
the Twins won't have their own guys, right? It'll be like the fall league.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, I mean, would they? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't think you could have 30 teams
in
this league.
No, no.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. You want your own guys, don't you?
I don't think they care as long as it's done cheap, no.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's the whole thing.
But the Twins, yeah, I mean, you're going to sign your guys. They're going to go down, either make the Gulf Coast League team or play in spring training. The Twins are going to have, what's going to happen is the Florida State League is now going to be low A.
Okay.
So,
Cedar Rapids?
There's not going to be a Gulf Coast League. So there's not going to be a Gulf Coast League, but that's where they're going to assemble. Cedar Rapids is now going to be high A, supposedly, the Midwest League.
And that's been low A?
Low A, and the Fort Myers has been the Florida State League. But this way you have your young guys, if you want to promote them, you just say go over to Hammond,
So you're going to flip the designations?
Flip the designations. But the Twins, double A is supposedly going to be, I keep hearing Wichita, which was supposed to get a triple A club with Miami, but that must be some extension of, the Texas League, somehow there's, but I don't know how many double A leagues they're going to have. Right now they have the Southern League, the Eastern League, and the Texas League, and is there another one? I don't know if there's.
And Pensacola already got redesignated to somebody else, right?
They're going to have Miami. Okay. Yeah, that's happened.
When's the Saints thing going to be done?
It'll be probably announced Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
This week. And it's going to be, there's still going to be only two leagues, but I got a hunch that one of them is going to be International League and Pacific Coast League, and one of them is going to be like, if the Saints end up in the Pacific Coast League, there's going to be like the West Coast 8-team division, and they're going to play each other all the time, and then there's going to be the Midwest,
So they won't cross over as much.
Well, they won't be. They'll probably be like big leagues where you play, play.
So who's going to pay for the Saints?
In your own division.
Are the Twins going to pay the freight?
$20 million?
Yeah.
It's cost $20 million to upgrade. I got to think it's halfsies or something.
Beck and a partner will pay.
Goldklang's all in for this. I think Beck would have just as soon kept doing what he was doing. But Goldklang has got, already has about three teams in organized baseball, and maybe it's part of his survival is to do this.
And so the independent thing will be dead in
here,
St. Paul. Then.
In St. Paul,
okay.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to have two teams sharing that facility,
right?
Especially now, it's going to. We have. Here's the other thing: you have no idea if the minor leagues is going to start in April. You know, if it's the same as
you don't know if the big leagues are going to start in April.
No, and if it's the same thing as last year, where they don't want to pay the freight for, if they can't have fans, they might not have minor league. They got to have some form of major league, minor league baseball. You cannot not let these guys develop for 2 years, right?
Right.
So,
but I'm just saying, what, when is spring training period going to start? Are they going to be able to start in February? Or
I heard
to push
a rumor
it back?
They want people who are going to be covering spring training to have been vaccinated. So.
Oh, that's not going to be me then.
I might be the only guy who will have been vaccinated because us 75-year-old.
You're going to be pushing people out of the way. Get out of the way.
75-year-old, overweight, high risk. Get out of the way, Billy. I got to shoot me up here. Let's go here. Come on.
You're going to tell him I'm not losing a pound till I get that vaccination.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, I don't want to get in shape that I might never.
You're going to be pushing the grandkids out of the way.
No, hell yes. I believe that
be
we
careful.
Should.
You might be on the baseball team
I
again.
Believe we should allow medical people to get them first. After that, me.
I'm glad you're kind enough to worry about the nurses and doctors.
Nurses and doctors, A.
And then you.
Me. Then me. Then me.
Lavelle's going to be so far back in the line, he ain't got a shot.
No, yeah, Lavelle's stay tubby. You know,
not old enough, though.
No,
he's 54, 55.
But, yeah.
I don't think he's old enough yet.
No.
He'll fill the game some way. Miller adds 30 pounds. He'll be right near the front of
that
line.
That's not official either, so I just heard that third hand. So.
Well, I'm just glad you're planning, though, for the fact that you're going to be fine. Rocco, can I talk to you? I've been vaccinated.
Yes, right. Yeah, it's I don't know. What? Why are these college basketball teams
playing?
I don't mind them playing, but why are they flying these mutts in from
Loyola Marymount?
I mean,
we got two gamers here
only them,
Monday
but,
night.
Not only them, but all over the country, they're playing the same dumbass non-conference games.
And they're canceling games every
played.
Day.
What are they doing? Why didn't they blow up the whole non-conference schedule?
I don't know.
And say, you know. You're not traveling more than 200 miles to play a night. Play St. Cloud State, or of course Northern Sun isn't playing, but, you know, play.
Iowa State. Could have played Iowa State.
Yeah, five times.
Drive down 35 or vice versa.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to have these.
You know what? Green Bay made sense.
Yeah, that's fine. But
you're right. Why?
But I mean, when you look at the scoreboard, like Duke's playing Coppin State.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know. I have no idea.
Boy, I'm going to be thrilled.
And they're
by
setting
that
these games up like 5 days out.
Yeah.
Like a week out.
But they're playing
the coaches
them again.
Are calling.
But if
each
you're
going
to play a bad Division I team, play some Division II teams. What the hell difference does it make?
I would have just played conference.
Yes.
Screw it.
Yeah.
Big Ten, whatever your conference
and,
is.
And, you know, you got 13 teams, right? 14
yeah.
teams.
Yeah.
Play 26 conference games.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you want to do, if you want to play 26.
If you get through it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can. So anyway.
All right, sir.
Hey, did you see that? Is this going to happen this week?
What's that?
Jalen Hurts starting for the Eagles instead of Wentz.
It sounds like he might play tonight, but not start in the Monday night game.
You got to get Wentz out of there. Team safety, he's awful. He's awful.
He's a mess.
And it's
he's
a big
not, no
game.
Kirk.
It's a big game. If you win, you can leap back into first place at 4-6-1.
Someone's going to the playoffs with about six wins.
Yeah, it's brutal.
All right.
All righty. Way to go, PJ. No Wisconsin, no Northwestern. You can go down there and play Frost in the Mutt Bowl and be 3-3. I wonder. I got to tell you this. With PJ, I'll admit this. I'm suspicious of everything. 100%. Every time he opens his mouth and says something, I go to the old philosophy of Steve, whatever his name was, Steve, the journalism professor at the U.
Oh, the Doogie Court.
Steve guy.
Why is this guy?
Why is this SOB lying to me? That anytime you're interviewing anyone, that should be your thought.
You know what?
Why is this SOB lying to me?
They're rowing the boat to 3-3.
The Northwestern. I mean, Nebraska is brutal. Brutal. All righty. But don't clap. He'll get very upset.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.